attractive earrings and my Christmas t-shirt. And thank you, Bill, for wearing your lovely Santa shirt. So today, man, we're rowdy today. I love it. That's right. Today, we're going to sing some of our favorite Christmas carols with some contemporary arrangements as well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Let us reflect on those words from John 3:16 as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Please bow your heads. Good morning, Father God. We come before you with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. Thank you for sending Jesus to earth to be our Savior and Redeemer. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness, because you know we need it, Lord. Please accept our gift of worship and praise this morning. We pray it puts a smile on your face. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior, for agreeing to come here and take our sins upon yourself so that we can live with you forever. And Holy Spirit, we invite you in. Please fill our hearts to overflowing this morning. We thank you so much for the peace and comfort and teaching that you give us every day. So Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and help us to share this joy with everyone we meet. In the holy name of Jesus, we all pray. Amen. And now, I'd like for you all to stand as you're able. We're going to start with He Has Come For Us. And this starts out with the verses from God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. I think you'll recognize this one once we get started. So stand as you're able. We'll start our singing time together.
Certain shepherds.
several of our favorite Christmas songs, so sing it like you mean it as we sing O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh,
seated. Our next song we're going to sing, Christmas Offering, is one of my favorites. I think Jackie concurs on that one. The image of the Magi bowing before the Christ child and laying the offerings of gold, frankincense, and myrrh at his feet is a powerful image to me. Now, if you think about it, you know, we all know it was possible. It wasn't three wise men. It might have just been one or two. It doesn't matter. The Magi were wise men that came from the East. They didn't receive a visit from angels to tell them about the Christ child being born. The shepherds saw that, so they, of course, ran right to Bethlehem to see this baby being born, right? But these wise men knew this star was significant, and it warranted a journey. We know who Jesus was and is and ever shall be, and his gift to us was significant. And I think it warrants a journey from all of us. Can I hear an amen? A journey right to our knees. We hit the floor and we pray and thank him for this gift. As we sing this next song, Christmas Offering, think and pray. Sing it prayerfully and thoughtfully, because this is our offering for such a joyful and beautiful offering that God gave to us.
Just me.
take a moment for greeting time, so get up and greet your neighbor, and then we'll have children's moments after that.
Well, you all obviously are celebrating Christmas in July, and that's a special thing to celebrate, so I can see why everybody's so excited today. And isn't it beautiful the way that we were met with a manger scene when we walked into church today and a Christmas tree back here? And I've never done Christmas in July before at a church, but I think it's a great idea, and so I'm really excited. And here comes a couple more children. Come on up. I've got a story to read to you all today. Would you like to sit here where you can see the pictures? Come on over here and sit right here. Hattie and Daisy. I like those names. It's one of my traditions for Christmas is to read a story to the children, and this one's called A Precious Moments Christmas. And I want to read it to you all, and it's got pictures. It's a pretty simple book, but I'd like for you all to be able to see the pictures as well. So can you see that? So let me start this story for you all, A Precious Moments Christmas. Christmas is a time for bows and jingle bells and winter snows. Look at the pictures. Of holly wreaths and colored lights that twinkle in the snowy nights. Isn't that cool? Christmas is a time for cakes and other things that mommy makes. Of little stockings on the wall with tiny treasures in them all. Look who's in that stocking. A little baby in the stocking, yeah. Christmas is a time of joy for every little girl and boy. A time of toys and balls and bats and puppy dogs and baseball hats. But just remember, Christmas brings much more than toys and other things. More than tinsel, more than lights, more than jingle bells and snowy nights. Most of all, this time of year, with all its love and Christmas cheer, reminds us of the gift of love that came to us from up above. For long ago in Bethlehem, a star arose above the land. Little angels came to earth to sing the news of Jesus' birth. The shepherds heard their song of joy and went to see the baby boy. Isn't this a good story? Look at the wise men. Wise men saw his wondrous star and made their journey from afar. They brought him gifts of spice and gold that Christmas day so long foretold. Now Christmas is a time to share the love of Jesus everywhere. That's why we give people gifts and stuff for Christmas, right? A time when we can laugh and sing and thank the Lord for everything. So when you think of snowy nights with sleigh bells, trees, and Christmas lights, above all else, remember too, God sent his gift of love for you. You know what that gift of love was? Final one said, Merry Christmas in July.
Okay.
Want to have a prayer? Let's pray together. Y'all having trouble hearing me?
Okay.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special time of the year, this time when we think about you and we think about your birth, we think about you coming into this world and loving this world. And Lord, it reminds us of these little children who are here with us here in worship this morning. And we ask a special blessing on each one of them that they may continue to grow, to be more like you, that we might continue to nurture them and to help them along the way so that they can become
followers of you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Go back to your, oh, here's Steve. Go back to your seat now. I ended up with Steve, didn't I? Thank you all. You can go back to your seats now.
Good morning. Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, and the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh, and having been warned in a dream to not return to King Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Technical issues. Will you all please pray with me? Lord, once again, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations and understandings of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Okay, I want to start off today with a quick quiz, okay? Get you all involved right from the very beginning here. And if you can, you can jot down your answers, or if you don't have the ability to do that, don't have something to write with, just sort of make a mental note about them, okay? Quick quiz. First question is, in the story we just heard, how many wise men were there? You don't have to answer yet. Second question, where did they visit the baby Jesus? Just make a mental note in your head. And third question, who was there with Jesus when they visited him? We will come back to the answers and to that in just a little bit, so hold on to that. But first, I want to tell you a quick story. There was a man who died and he went to heaven. And of course, St. Peter was there to meet him at the pearly gates. And St. Peter says, "Here's how it works. You need 100 points to make it into heaven. You tell me all the good things you've done, and I give you a certain number of points for each item, depending on how good it was. When you reach 100 points, you get in." "Okay," the man says. "Well, I was married to the same woman for 50 years and was always faithful to her, even in my heart." "That's wonderful," says St. Peter. "That's worth 3 points. 3 points? He says. "Well, I attended church all my life and supported its ministry with my tithe and service. Terrific, says St. Peter. That's certainly worth a point. 1 point? Golly. How about this? I started a soup kitchen in my city and worked in a shelter for homeless veterans. Fantastic. That's good for 2 more points, he says. 2 points? The man cries. At this rate, the only way I get into heaven is by the grace of God. Come on in, said St. Peter. It's always good to be reminded that God doesn't keep score, and that there's nothing you can do or need to do to earn your way into heaven. It's a gift, kind of like a Christmas gift. We don't give Christmas gifts because people deserve them, do we? We give them to people because we love them. That's what grace is all about. The first Christmas, there were some people who gave gifts too. We just heard about them in today's scripture reading. The wise men from the east brought the newborn Jesus some very special gifts. They brought them from a very long way away, and they carried them there in treasure chests. So it must have taken a lot of thought and effort on their part to give these gifts to Jesus. These weren't just gifts that they picked up at Walmart on their way to the party. They gave gifts. The gifts that they gave him were gold and frankincense and myrrh, which were very valuable and costly gifts. They were the kind of gifts that you would only give to a king. Come to think of it, it might have been even kind of dangerous for the wise men to travel with these valuable gifts. So we can see that not only did they take a lot of effort and thought, but also maybe even some risk to bring them to Jesus. These gifts came from a very unexpected source, and they were very unexpected gifts. But these are not the only unexpected gifts in the stories about Jesus' birth. What about the gift of a long-awaited child that was announced to Zechariah and Elizabeth in Luke's gospel? The scripture says that they were getting on in years and that Elizabeth was barren. The angel Gabriel told Zechariah that their prayer had been heard and Elizabeth was going to have a son. Can you imagine how long they had been praying for this to happen? This was a very special and unexpected gift for them. Can you imagine the mix of emotions that they must have felt as this promise began to become a reality? And then there was Mary, who later on finds out from the same angel that she is going to have a baby, a very special baby. Can you imagine, especially since she was a virgin, how unexpected that must have been for her? Can you imagine the mix of emotions she must have felt about this announcement, about this gift? Other unexpected gifts include the angel's visit to the shepherds, and of course, the most unexpected of all gifts, the gift of God's Son, who is born in the most unexpected way. So the question is, I think, an important question is, what do all of these stories mean for us today? And I guess one thing that we can take away from all of this is that at Christmas time, or even at Christmas in July time, we should expect the unexpected. This brings me back to the story of the wise men. This story is very familiar to all of us. We expect to hear this story every Christmas. We hear the scripture read and we sing the song, We Three Kings. Like many things that become very familiar to us, I think that in some ways we don't really even hear it anymore. We already know how the story goes, so we just kind of tune it out when we read it or hear it read to us, since we already know how the story ends anyway. I think a lot of familiar stuff is like that. Other Bible stories that we know so well. The Lord's Prayer, which we say without sometimes even thinking that much about it. The Apostles' Creed. The liturgy that we use when we have the Lord's Supper. The story of the first Christmas, I think, is the same way. Take the part of the story about the wise men, for instance. Do we really hear what the Scripture says? What were your answers to the questions I started us off with a few minutes ago? How many wise men were there? Yeah. You kind of gave us a clue in the beginning. Where did they visit the baby Jesus? In his house. Who was there with Jesus when they visited him? Mary. You all were listening well. I'm going to read it again just forever for those persons who didn't hear that very quickly. And I want you to listen for the answers. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." Then King Herod sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Okay, one more time, a quick review. How many wise men were there? It's never said. Where did they visit the baby Jesus? In a house. Who was there with Jesus when they visited him? Mary, the only person mentioned. If you're like me, when you hear this story, you picture three wise men who are present for Jesus' birth in a stable with Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and all of the animals milling around. But when you listen carefully to the Scripture, we discover that it never says how many wise men were there, that they visited Jesus in a house, and that Mary is the only other person who is mentioned as being present. You see how our expectations can blind us to what is really going on? This Christmas in July, and any other time for that matter, I invite you and encourage you to expect the unexpected. You may even be visited by an angel. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us new eyes and new ears and a fresh understanding of your word so that we might apply it to our lives and so that we might be able to take it out and spread the good news to a world that needs to hear it more now than maybe ever. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Amen. We now will have a prayer to bless our offering, which you can leave as you leave the church or as you came in. It's outside still in the narthex. Let us pray so that God will bless our offerings. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of our many blessings, Lord, from the greatest to the smallest. Help us to not take any of those things for granted, Lord. Help us to always remember that everything that we have comes from you, Lord. Lord, today we have brought a small portion of these blessings back to honor you and to give glory to you and to help your church be the body of Christ. We ask for your wisdom and your mercy to help us know best how to use these to bring honor and glory to your name. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's time for our time of prayer together, and we'll start by giving you opportunities to share concerns or praises. Anybody have anything today? Okay. So prayers for Sandra. And that's the mother?
No, I'm not sure the mother.
Okay, the school friend, Jackie's school friend Sandra, and her mother has advanced cancer, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Jackie. Prayers for her. Yes. I understand. Okay. So prayers for a friend of Pat and who is in the hospital. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure that there are many things that are on all of our hearts and in our minds. We always constantly stand in the need of prayer. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is present with us and that God hears our prayers even before we speak them with our mouths. In our hearts, God knows. So we do lift up all of these people that we have just mentioned, and we also lift up any other prayers that are in our hearts and our minds. I'd like to pray for my pastoral prayer today, a special Christmas prayer, which we will follow by praying the Lord's Prayer together. So let us pray now. Lord God, in the deepest night there rises the star of morning, of birth, the herald of a new day you are making, a day of great joy dawning in yet faint shafts of light and love. I hear whispers of peace in the stillness, fresh breezes of promise stirring, winter sparrows chirping of life, a baby's cry of need and hope. Christmas. In the darkness I see the light and find in it comfort, confidence, cause for celebration, for the darkness cannot overcome it. And I rejoice to nourish it in myself, in other people, in the world, for the sake of Him in whom it was born and shines forever, even Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Time for our announcements. Are there any announcements today? I probably should mention, last week that at least one person, Dale, received an email that was purportedly from me but was not from me. So I want you all to be cautious about any emails you receive. And if they look the least bit questionable, and you're not sure what to do, the best thing to do maybe would be pick up a phone and call me. I don't want anybody to be taken in by those types of emails. Any other concerns or announcements?
Dan, I think our softball team is in the playoffs and they play tomorrow night at 8:30. I'm not sure about that. Does anybody else know?
Which softball team?
The Bethany softball team.
The Bethany softball team? I didn't know we had a softball team.
We have a softball team, Dan.
Is it co-ed?
Yes.
Well, I want to play. Okay, well, I won't jump in the middle of the playoffs, but maybe spring training next year I can get involved. Wow, that's cool. That's awesome. Anything else? Well, I think it's time now to turn it back over to the musicians for a closing hymn.
So stand as you're able. We're going to be singing Joy to the World.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace, both now and in the life everlasting. Amen.